page 203, Flying Squirrel. If you notice at the top, there's a rather odd-shaped device. That's the only place on the course that's going to have a pulley that the rope runs through. And this is the only one that we want to have minimum friction on that rope. We want to be able to come slip through that very easily. At the rope coming off to the right, that's where a team of people pulling on that rope are going to be. At the one rope going right down straight, that's the rope that's going to be tied into or clipped into the squirrel. You may notice that above that loop at the bottom, there is a knot. Purpose of that knot is to keep the rope from going through the pulley. Why is this? Well, as you are being pulled up, you're going at an angle. And as the distance to the pulley gets shorter, that angle gets greater. And if you're swinging like a pendulum and being brought up quickly, you're going to have a great deal of momentum. If you're brought up very quickly to that wire and have a good deal of momentum, you could conceivably swing around the top wire. And that would be a very bad thing because now we have to put enough slack in that rope to get you down.
And you've tangled the rope.
As well as when you're bringing the rope down, it's now rubbing against that steel wire. So it's one situation I remember where a young fellow had been clipped in and was testing out the device and was taken up a little on the fast side and came out almost even with the wire. He had a great time, but for some of us who knew what was going to happen next, it was really a the safety part of this is for the runners, they should run but not pull as hard as they can. Because we want that person to go up at a nice steady pace, but not so fast that they go really airborne.